Okay, just we'll take one question at a time. Yeah, please raise your hands before you ask a question. Who don't go first? Who don't go first?
This is calling from Marisam from Starbucks. How has this series been for you? I mean, this is the first time India has returned to Guyana for the longest, about 17 years. How was the atmosphere like?
It was pretty good. I hadn't played here before, so I was pretty excited to see what the stadium is like and how the atmosphere is going to be. I think there was a lot of crowd here. Everyone enjoyed themselves, and we had a good day as well as a team. So we're pretty happy coming here and winning. I mean, we sealed the series already, but having one more game and a completed game obviously gives you more satisfaction.
Heading into the game, there was a lot of rain, but Providence dried quickly and the sun came out. Are you a bit surprised of how the weather changes in Guyana?
Yeah, we expect the weather to be like that everywhere in the West Indies. It can rain for five minutes and then the next minute it's really sunny. But I think the ground staff did a tremendous job to get the game going, and the drainage was outstanding as well. We didn't even feel like it rained at all in the morning. So, yeah, really good job by everyone to start the game.
What's your take on the conditions?
I thought it was pretty good. The pitch was really nice to bat on. The bowlers had something in it, especially the spinners, if they bowled in the right area. So I think it's a good cricket wicket. A bit of hard work with the bat. Obviously, if you bowl well on this pitch, it can get difficult to score because it got a bit slow. But all in all, I think it was a good wicket to play some good cricket with the bat and the ball.
Avinash Ramsan, Newsroom Guyana. Rishabh Pant is one of the young players that you guys have been grooming for quite a while now. Your thoughts on his performance in the series, especially today?
Really good. For the first two games, he was disappointed. He didn't get any runs. And, you know, he was playing really well, hitting the ball really well. But that's how T20 cricket goes. Sometimes you, you know, don't have the rub of the green. But today he made sure that he applied himself and backed his skills and, you know, backed himself to hit the big shots when required and really played with the tempo of the innings and tempo of what was required. So, and especially finishing the game off, that was the message from the batting coach for him to finish the game, hit the winning runs. That always gives you more confidence as a player when you finish games and come out, you know, not out batting in the end. So we're really looking forward to seeing more performances from him like this, and he's got tremendous talent, we all know that. It's just about getting into his zone and doing this more often for the team.
Ashwarya with ESPN, talk a little bit about the opening bowling with Deepak and just like coming together as team. Bhuvneshwar did really well together too, so talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, look, we wanted to try a couple of guys, and both the Chahar brothers, we gave them a go in this game, Rahul's first game, and Deepak, you know, coming back and playing again. But playing for the first time, I think he was outstanding with the new ball. The pitch didn't have much, you know, there was a bit of cloud cover, but the kind of swing he got early on and those three wickets, I think really set West Indies back, and they could have gotten a big total, but I think it was his execution with the new ball that really pushed them back. Bhuvi's always been professional, he's a very skillful bowler, but I was definitely impressed with Deepak and how he bowled, and even with Rahul, how he came back in the third over and got a wicket. So I think it was a really good day for us as a fielding team and as a bowling unit, and I think Deepak started it all off for us.
How important was this knock, and is there any pressure on captaincy this series?
No, not at all. I mean, I've been doing this for a while now, and I don't think I need to prove myself with the bat or anything like that. I just want to do the job for the team, and I don't play for my own performance. It's just about getting the team across the line, whether I score 20, 30, 40, 50, whatever it is. And I've been playing like that for 11 years, so nothing new for me and no pressure at all.
No one in the team has played in Guyana before. How does this match prepare you guys for the one-day series, which kicks off here on Thursday?
Well, yeah, we didn't have any practice session yesterday. You know, conditions are pretty hot today as well. So a lot of the guys are going to take a day off tomorrow. But from that point of view, I think it was important to get a hit out in the middle and get some runs. And the guys who bowled and fielded as well, I think it's very important to take rest and recover for day after, because it's going to be a longer game. If the conditions are like this, it's going to be challenging, you know, with that much humidity. So, yeah, from that point of view, it was good we got a full game, and a lot of the guys got a hit out there in the middle.
Last three.
All right. New format in another 2 days for you. You just came back from a World Cup, didn't get the desired result, I would suggest. But you're almost at full strength here in the Caribbean for this one-day series. Is that an indication that plans for 2023 are started?
Well, look, it's too far away to think about 2023 right now. For us, the priority always has been to be one of the most consistent sides in the world, and I think in the last 3-4 years we have been able to achieve that. We're the number 2 side in the world, and there's a good reason for that. Been going at one as well sometime, and it's the kind of cricket we have played for the last 2-3 years that has gotten us up there, And 23 is too far away, to be honest. I mean, you really start planning for the World Cup and looking forward to it 12 months to go, not four years away. So I think the priority is to keep Indian cricket at the top, play consistent cricket, go out there and win games and find ways to win games for your team. And that's the reason we are one of the top sides in the world.
That's true.
Any pressure, any concern about Shekhar's form coming back from injury, especially in one day series, given that West Indies would have drew toward England last time they played in Korea? Any concern with Shekhar?
Well, not really. I mean, he's a very experienced player, and sometimes, as I said, T20 cricket, we don't really look much into how guys are playing and, you know, form and stuff like that, because you need to get on with the game and you will get out at some stage. So 50 over cricket gives you a bit more time to get into your innings, and I think once he gets a bit of time in the middle, we know the skill sets that he has and the way he can bat. So not concerned at all. You know, this format will give him space and time to just ease himself into it and not necessarily have to go after the bowlers. So I think he's an experienced enough player to know how to build an innings and get big runs.
Thank you, guys. Thank